Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics such as...
Tessa Thompson and Sorry to Bother You. That bitch was queer, and I know it. I'm talking about her character in the fucking movie.
Did she, like, trigger the shit out of you? You're like, fucking shit, like, when are you gonna be gay? When are you gonna be gay?
I was just, the whole time I was just waiting for, like, another woman to come around, but didn't see that either.
You know what, I'm gonna, like, do an edit where I fucking jump in that shit, and then she's just gay with me.
That's not something I want to see. Oh!
It's my birthday and you're acting like this? Matt, bye. What up, cabrona?
What's poppin', chingona?
I am in Elevate Studios. This is pretty cool.
Right? It's pretty nice. Shout out to Robert. Shout out to Elva. It's like a really nice little art space, you guys.
Anyways.
Right on.
What's good?
Nothing. I just heard, I saw that tweet you posted.
Which one?
You know which one I'm talking about. The one where... Ruby ass fucking Rose. That bitch.
I'm upset.
That one. Hey. So we found out that Ruby Rose is going to be in the CW's Batwoman. Which it's I like give no fucks about.
It's like such an obvious and such a bad choice at the same time. It's like, who's a, like, what was the I saw the one that the you tweet. Liked, the tweet that you liked, where it's like, usually we ask for a lesbian actress and they just give us an actress. This time we asked for a lesbian actress and they just gave us a lesbian, not an actress.
Like, that what bitch can't act. Like, we saw her for like 2 seconds in Orange is the New Black, and just to like appease the thirsty ass straight women who watch that show. And I was like, Ruby Rose has been like not a thing since like 2010.
Stick to your shitty action movie cameos. I'm sorry, but like, I don't know. You know what? I was actually okay with it because she like said something in an interview and I was like, this is kind of touching. Like, she really wants to do this and like represent us. But then she fucking tweeted some other shit about minorities.
I retweeted that. So this whole fucking tweet, she was like, oh yeah, when women and minorities can come together. And that was like, not one bitch, the same. She's a definition of someone who isn't an intersectional feminist.
And it's fucking sad because she's, like, a woman and she's, like, a lesbian or, like...
She's a like white woman.
And also low-key, like, non-binary or whatever the fuck. Like, she's plays with that. And I'm like, you could do so much good, but you know what you're fucking doing? You're, like, too high up there that you're, like... You're just not down to earth anymore.
No, she's
you're
being too a bitch. White. She's too white, bro. That's what it is.
She's too accepted. Like, she's one of those queers that, like, didn't suffer for being queer.
Yeah, because she was always beautiful. Like,
not that that's
you,
bad,
bitch.
Right? Like, that should be a good thing, but, like... Open your eyes. I don't know. I'm just not.
I don't
know.
I feel like most actors should shut the fuck up if they like didn't do their research. You know, like there's a lot of actors that get paid tons of money to go pretend to be someone, but it doesn't mean that they're woke. It doesn't mean that they read a fucking book. Just like Cardi B. Like, doesn't mean she read a fucking book just because she's super rich. Like, super rich people doesn't mean that they're super woke or they're super good people. Just means that they're fucking famous for something. And Ruby Rose is only famous for being beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. I feel you on that. But side note, Michelle Badillo, who's a writer for The Bold Type and for One Day at a Time, and she also had like a quick little scene in Vida.
Oh.
She's the person that I kind of pictured for Batwoman, because she's a brown woman who is also Jewish, and Batwoman is traditionally a Jewish lesbian
and
with a
buzz
cut.
She's non-binary, yeah.
Well, not non-binary.
Is she non-binary?
No.
Or she non-binary so. Doesn't really go together in the same sentence, but still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Non-binary. There's this fucking like Twitter that I saw. This is completely... derailing this conversation, but there's this Twitter all about non-binary, and they were like, she's non-binary. I was like, that's not
the sentence.
You're messing up. Like,
they
what are you doing?
Are not binary.
Yeah,
just like recently Steven Universe's creator Rebecca Sugar came out as non-binary, and I was like, lit as fuck. And then people were still saying, but she doesn't care if you label her as a she.
Right on.
That's what she said in the interview. So cool. I feel comfortable saying she right now.
Right. Okay, so. Cool. Yeah, which that's cool to me too.
Like, oh my god, have you caught up on Steven Universe, by the way?
I haven't caught up. I'm being a fucking I know. Collective gasp. I'm so fucking sorry.
I've been sending you Pat the YouTube links. Like, here you go.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
if
watch
you need
them.
To catch up. No.
Because I can't.
Why?
I don't want to get spoiled.
No. Like, I'm talking about the episodes.
Oh, the full episode. Girl, I'm going to watch it legally by stealing somebody's Hulu.
Okay, but it's not on Hulu yet.
Oh.
At all.
Then I'll wait.
It's on YouTube,
it's
bro.
Fine.
You just denying yourself for no reason.
Where were we at? What were we talking about?
We were talking about
Michelle Badillo. So I had like tweeted forever ago. I was like, before Ruby Rose got announced, I was like, this is who it should be. And then she was into it. She had tweeted like right after I tweeted that at her. She liked it. And then she tweeted. She's like, how do I audition to be Batwoman? And I was like, yes. And then fucking a week later, Ruby Rose got announced. And I tweet like I was having a conversation with like Noelle and Kate from But Why Though Pod Highland Life. And I was like, no, this is who I pictured or whatever. And I tagged her in it. She was like, she wrote back and she's like, thanks. And I was just like, okay, I'm deceased. Marry me. And
so you guys are like in a relationship. Yeah, like you guys have been
proposing
together.
Next week. Like no big deal.
It's but, cool. Invite me to the wedding. That's yeah. beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like I'm both. You're but you guys are both wear suits, and I really am into that.
I think it would work really great.
Really, really beautiful.
Yeah. Stop. I'm getting a little bit flustered.
It's okay. She's blushing, you guys. She turned like a slight.
But the point
color.
Is that that's who it should have been. Cause she's an actual like Jewish woman, and she's brown, and she's proud, and she's gay, and she's a writer, and she has like the right build and like that stoic nature that Batwoman has in the comics currently.
Okay, but that scene from Vita though.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Are you okay with it?
I haven't survived.
You didn't survive that scene. So there's this really intense sex scene from Vita.
God.
I think it was like the second or third episode.
It was the third episode.
Wow.
5 minutes and 40 seconds in.
Oh, okay. But, you know, we're not counting. We're not keeping track. I don't know. I guess it was intense.
It's not that it was just intense. It was that it was, like, subverting so many ideas. Like, because Michelle Badillo plays the more masculine one. I think she was a non-binary.
She's kind of non-binary.
On that actual episode or in that show. But she wasn't like the top, if you will, or whatever. So it was just subverted a lot of shit, and it was just really interesting.
I forget that things like that because I'm just not.
I'm not into that either.
Because
like,
I don't even see things that way anymore. Like I don't even see it through a lens of like this would be subverting it because I'm like that's normal.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
but,
I'm at a point where like that shit doesn't
yeah,
even like.
It is woo. Normal, but at the same time, I'm not used to seeing it on the screen. You
that's
know what
true.
I mean?
It's not something.
So
you
seeing
see on
it
screen.
On there, like I watched that scene so many times, low key. I like
got low key?
On the I got on a FaceTime and like showed it to one of my friends.
On FaceTime.
Yeah, because she was like, "Oh, I don't have a link to watch it or whatever the fuck," and I was just fucking put that shit on my laptop and I FaceTimed her, and she was just like, "Fuck!" And then she went and watched it a few more times.
Oh yeah. My god,
it was cool.
I don't know. Yeah, anyways, yeah, subvert you know straight people's concept of like queer sex. I'm into it forever.
Same. But, anyways, yeah. Michelle Badillo for Batwoman, 2018.
2018, y'all. So, what are we going to be talking about today, Maita?
Cheerleaders, heteros, camps.
Conversion camps.
Yeah.
One
of those things that my mom, thank God, couldn't afford.
Whoa.
Is that too much?
Do you
that
need a
much?
Hug, bro?
No, I'm good.
All right. Oh, and guys, fuck everything. We forgot to mention.
Fuck everything?
Fuck everything. Okay. It's Maitha's birthday today.
Woo! It's my birthday. It's your birthday, bitch. So you just gonna come to my birthday with the birthday gift on my birthday to my birthday party with a birthday gift? Blast.
Yes. Anyways, so how old are you today if you wanna disclose that?
Old.
You're old. Old years old.
Yes.
Good job.
Well, thank you for the cupcakes.
You're welcome.
At Sprinkles Cupcakes here in Dallas. Sponsor us.
Yeah, sponsor 2 gay girls from the hood. Mm-hmm. We always could use some mm-hmm. more sugar.
No, we could not.
My body begs to differ. No, actually,
your body is one little man. I'm getting distracted. I'm
ooh,
sorry.
John Mayer. Ugh. It's because every time I think of John Mayer, I see him in that banana hammock he wore in like 2006. You know what I'm talking about? He wore like this
no
yellow thing. He was like on the cover of like People magazine. Mm-hmm. It was so fucked up because I was like 16 at the fucking like Kroger's. And I was like,
the
oh
Kroger's.
My God. John Mayer's wearing a banana hammock on the front cover. And it's just like been seared into my mind and I can't unsee it. Every time I think of John Mayer, I think of him in a banana hammock.
The only thing that I ever think about John Mayer is the fact that I was, like, snooping on my new roommate,
mm-hmm.
and I found out that he used to, like, do music for a living, and I guess he, like, was, ew.
That
Emma,
is the
Emma's
exact
in the studio,
image.
And she just pulled up the video, and what the fuck is that?
Yep. See? You're never gonna unsee it. If I
why?
Have to see it, you have to
how
see it.
How does it stay put?
Guys, Google this shit. It's John Mayer. And I guess it's not yellow. It's like neon yellow
it's
banana
It's like
hammock.
Neon green.
Is that green?
I'm pretty sure it's
oh
neon
oh, my God.
Green.
You know, did you see that tweet about, like, fuckboys can't see more than 3 colors? And I was like,
no.
Damn. You know, and I can't see purple. I can't see green, apparently.
But that's just called being colorblind.
I'm not colorblind.
Are you sure? Have you taken the test?
No.
It affects
one in seven Americans. When I'm driving, so I'm fine.
Oh, thank God.
I just don't know what that
called. I don't want to look at it anymore.
Okay, see? 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 Welcome to my life.
Anyway, this is what I have to deal with. Apparently John Mayer crashed my roommate's set one day because he was, like, performing. And I was like, he started playing music with John Mayer.
That's lit.
That's, like, the only thing that I know about this guy.
That's very cool. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
You know, mass murder, no. Nazi, no. No, matter. None of those things matter. Is he cool?
Time to wake up.
If I just woke up right now, you guys. Wow, we've been really just getting, like, random today.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We're not even drunk.
Without even being drunk. We don't need alcohol.
Okay, take that back right now.
Huh?
Take that back.
Oh, girl. I cannot drink alcohol no more.
Old girl. Okay.
Girl.
Well, I'm look excited to talk about this shit. Let's fucking talk about this shit.
Look back at it.
Oh, she's busy dancing. I'm sorry. Let's give her a minute.
I'm done.
She's done.
Oh, yeah. So today we're going to be talking about But I'm a Cheerleader and Miseducation of Cameron Post.
Yeah. So Miseducation of Cameron Post has kind of a limited release. So hopefully it's somewhere in the area that you can go and find it and watch it.
It's worth it. I'm going to try to give like a spoiler-free review for once. And
what was the other movie that Desiree Akhavan directed that you covered?
I covered Appropriate Behavior back like
forever
20 episodes ago maybe. And she's the best because like I think queer stories need to be told by queer women, and she's like a queer woman of color. She's Iranian. So it's, to me, it's super important. This isn't her first film she's directed. And there's this amazing interview with her and Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air, where they go in depth about her past and how she made Park Slope before she made Appropriate Behavior and how it turned into what she's doing now. So it's actually really fucking cool.
I love Desiree Akhavan. That's why I really think that everybody should go support this movie. I haven't seen it yet. You're going to tell me about it.
Yes, I am.
Still, like, go support it. I'm going to say it anyways because it's such a important kind of film that needs to be made. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later.
Yeah, for sure. And then you're going to be talking about But I'm a Cheerleader. It's a fucking classic in the queer community.
1999 classic. It's like, honestly, a little shocking that it got made. Like, if we're being real, it's a little shocking that it was made and that it had popularity.
It was like a dark comedy, I guess.
Yeah, like a satirical comedy. But yeah, it came out in 1999. We're going to jump into it.
Okay, go for it.
It was directed by Jamie Babbitt and written by Brian Peterson. Jamie actually also directed Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
Love that movie.
Which, yeah, I want to cover that one day. And that stars Melanie Diaz. And Melanie Diaz is the woman who's going to play the gay sister on the Charmed reboot. So I'm pretty...
Dude, she's been in everything.
Yeah,
she's been in Fruitvale Station.
She's 100.
I had a crush on her for the longest.
She's really, really good actress. So I'm excited. So yeah, the director is actually a queer woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're shocked.
And Brian, the writer, is a queer man. So it didn't fuck up that bad.
It's just very white.
This is extremely white, which I will talk about. The story itself, like the main character is Megan, who's played by Natasha Lyonne, who's straight. I don't know why I thought she was gay.
I mean, she has like a certain masculine energy to her, like in real life.
Especially in Orange is the New Black.
Especially in like, have you just seen her out and about in suits? And you're like,
I haven't. Ugh. I have not seen that.
She crush.
But she's the main character, and she like in the show or in the movie. I'm used to covering shows, but she plays a woman who doesn't know that she's gay. So relatable. Relatable.
Did you see yourself in this character, Martha?
I was like, see, but I'm a cheerleader, but I wasn't a cheerleader. I was like, but I'm
you're a boxer.
But I'm a scene kid.
But I'm a scene kid who boxes. How am I queer?
No, I stopped being scene by the time I started boxing. It's fine.
Gotcha.
But anyway, she's fucking shocked as shit, and her parents are like, we're gonna send you to a gay conversion camp. She's like, I'm not even fucking gay, but she is. And so apparently at this camp there is a RuPaul.
Oh god.
Literally, yeah. RuPaul, like fucking he's a reformed gay man. And the woman who like actually owns and started the camp, her son is gay as fuck, and like basically like semi spoiler alert, this was like 18 years ago, but fucking yeah, she's off. Fucking RuPaul. So yeah. Anyways, she started the camp because her son was gay, which is fucked. And yeah, and it's basically RuPaul. Crazy about this camp, and I don't know if this happens in Miseducation of Cameron Post, but this camp is supposed to be to convert you back to being straight, but the whole thing is about gender. It's like, follow your gender roles and you will be straight.
I think that's what most conversion camps like try to push, is like they try to put societal gender norms on people. That's like their thing.
Yeah, and it's just like, if you go into this camp like thinking, oh, okay, we're gonna make her girly and that's gonna like make her straight or whatever, but this girl's already girly, she's a cheerleader, but I'm a cheerleader,
you know I think. I mean, that's hilarious though, that straight people think that like femmes aren't like queer. I was like, you know how many femmes I've dated in my life, and like every time they see us together,
how many? Tell us.
Femmes? What? Oh, hi, baby. I love you.
Okay. But yeah, apparently, like, there's they nitpick like fucking crazy. Like, there's like a fucking like this guy is using a swirly straw, and like that's gay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like,
oh,
I would.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's
fuck
really, really...
borders and fuck binaries, you guys.
Okay. Yeah. But what I want to say about straws is that none of us should be using straws unless you have a disability and you need it. Anyways.
The bendy straws are good, you know? Bendy straws, because those are the ones they need.
Yeah.
Bendy straws.
Margarita with a Straw, have you seen that?
Fucking love Margarita with a Straw.
It's a great movie.
Did you cry? I cried.
I cried a little bit. But yeah, another part of the movie is that each person that is in this camp, they have to identify the roots of their gayness. And, like, it's just, it's fucking stupid as shit, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. It's basically referencing, you know, that old assumption. I don't know if you had this when you were growing up, but when I was growing up, especially before I knew I was gay, people would always be like, why, you know, what caused you to be gay? Like, oh, did somebody like do something to you? You know what I mean? Like,
oh my god, people said that to you?
Not to me, but like in general, like it was a thing.
Oh, like that's a thing people ask. Yeah.
It was
a
thing, like something caused you to be gay. Like basically it was avoiding the fact that you're born gay or whatever. Which
I only got that from like really, really like older Mexican people, or like just really old school Mexican people. Like dudes have asked me that. Oh, what happened to you? Girls.
Nobody ever asked me that, like,
women
being gay, but they used to just talk about it, you know what I mean? Like, it was just a conversational thing, and I guess that's where that kind of, that's why they wanted to make fun of that during that film, because it was a root to their gayness, and I think...
Hey, Maita, what was the root to your gayness?
Women. I don't know. What else is going to be? But yeah, she tries to, like, figure it out and ends up blaming it on, like, my mom supported our family for a while. Like, because...
Oh.
That's bullshit. Like, what the fuck?
Subverted a gender norm.
Exactly. And it's just... I hate that they make it all about gender, like, in our society. Like, I get why they did it in the movie. But I'm just like, fuck. Like, that's not what it has to do with. But,
oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Look back at it.
And then I don't know if you remember, but one of the members of that camp is actually very masculine, like probably today would be considered like non-binary, very much like...
Is it a femme looking person or mass looking person?
No, a mass looking person.
And he was mask?
No, she was
mask?
Very mask. Like, she had like a buzz cut and like had her Frida mustache going.
Yes,
you remember?
I know what you're talking about. She was like a person of color too.
Yeah, she was also like ethnically ambiguous, if you will. And what was crazy is that the whole time they sent her to this camp or whatever assuming she was gay just because of how she dressed, and she's just like, I like men, like I love men, like I'm straight people.
Yeah.
They just sent me here because of how I dress.
Yeah.
And that's like, that was the tip of the fucking iceberg for me. I was like, yes, like,
yeah.
It was fucking stupid as shit. But yeah, even though it's a satire, I think it like does a really good job of showing how it is dealing with your parents when you come out, or when they realize you're gay, especially when they're not on your side, because they have all these assumptions and like they're really shitty towards you sometimes. I just think it did a really good job with their portrayal of parents.
Of parents not accepting a queer person.
Yeah, exactly. And the pressure that they feel to pretend to be straight or to try to be straight, like I 100% related to that shit. I was like, yeah, like that's what it's like. Or at the very least, like you have to try to hide it, because the love interest in the story, she's probably the most confident one in her sexuality. She's like, this is who I am, fuck it, like super confident and shit. But then her parents come in the room and she's like, she just turns into like,
she reverts back to whatever it was before.
Not even she's just kind of like fucking, like you can see her like literally like shrinking into nothing, you know what I mean? Like you can see her like just like not able to be herself, and she's just super fucking sad. Like she doesn't necessarily like turn girly or anything, but she like, you can see her like
closing,
yeah.
Not
putting the walls go up immediately. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's some good ass acting, because that's what it's like.
It hurts.
Yeah, so there's a lot of reasons you should watch this movie. I mean, it's good as fuck. But one thing that I will mention, which the director openly talked about pretty recently in the last few years in an interview. She originally wanted Rosario Dawson to play the main character.
Oh my fucking God, don't say that to me. I fucking love Rosario
Which
Dawson.
Which would be amazing, right? Like, it would Rosario have been Dawson. Eight.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like, no offense to Natasha Lyonne, she did a good job, but Rosario Dawson killed it on Jane the Virgin. Like, killed
She's been
it.
Killing it her whole life. Like, yeah. I've always believed
but
her
specifically,
to be,
like as
so
a queer woman or whatever.
Queer. Oh.
Yeah, so good. But apparently, one of the executive producers back in 1998 or whenever the fuck it was filmed was like, no, we really want this to be, like, an all-American family so that everybody can relate to it, a.k.a. an all-white family. So they didn't.
Can we talk about, like, there was diversity, but there wasn't, you know? Like, it was an erasure.
It was always
of, like,
in the
culture.
Like, it couldn't be in the forefront, which is kind of still a thing. Like, oh, yeah, let's put them, like, they had brown people in this movie.
Yeah, they did.
Especially
but.
The men. But they were, like, not the two main characters. Like, just not them. Like, they're untouchable. They have to be all American or all white.
And that was such bullshit to me. Like, and to this day, I still find that problematic about, like, that movie and how I feel about RuPaul still because mm-hmm. of him being very, like...
Which is crazy because in this movie, like, the director just, you know, she was told that and she had to kind of listen because that's her executive producers. But she also went out of her way and had, like, a 50% crew with people of color and with women and purposely casted RuPaul in it because she wanted, like, more people of color in it. And now RuPaul is, like, getting shit for not... doing
for
the same
being yeah and then him his the way he treats the trans community, the way he feels about trans women of color, like trans black women, fuck it, trans black women, because mm-hmm. I that's why I haven't been able to watch Drag Race.
Yeah,
I start because when I wanted to get into it, all that started coming to the forefront and I was like, I'm not into this anymore. So
yeah, it definitely sucks. And like the director, you know, I still got to give her some credit because she did talk a lot of shit on that network, which was WB back in the day. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, they didn't have any women writers. They didn't have any people of color writers. Like, they just didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And she had to, like, work her ass off to get that as well.
Well, that is, like, super progressive for when this come out. 99. That's actually, like, really fucking important. And without them, we wouldn't have had Miss Education of Cameron Post. It's actually, like... get even a small release. Like, that's really amazing and really important to the queer community.
For sure.
So, and then conversion camps, like, no one's fucking talking about that shit to this day, and they still exist. So for them to
our
talk about it in 98...
Our fucking vice president, like, is openly in support of them, so I think that definitely... That makes Miss Education of Cameron Post so much more important, honestly. Like, let's actually get into that movie, because it's out... right fucking now.
Yes.
And it's a limited release because it doesn't have a wide release, and these next few days are really important. Like, people need to go see it, otherwise it won't extend to more theaters.
Yes, because y'all, I need to see it. So Miss Education of Cameron Post, it's going to be out wherever you are eventually, hopefully. It's directed by, like I said before, Desiree Akhavan, who's a queer Iranian woman. She's openly bisexual. And the author of the book that it's based on, Miss Education Cameron Post, actually co-wrote the screenplay.
Which is really fucking important because that you try to change shit and then at least the author can be like, I put that there for a reason, bitch.
Yeah, it stays authentic to the story, which I've not read, so don't drag me, okay? Don't fucking drag me. I haven't read that shit. But this movie is so fucking important, you guys. The fact that we were talking about conversion camps in 99 and in 2018 we are still talking about conversion camps, I think there's something wrong. I think we need to look at our fucking society, because this book is based on, I think, 1992, and to see that not much has changed since then. I mean, some states have outlawed it, but there's a shit ton of states. I think Texas is maybe one of them where
I'm
conversion
pretty sure,
camps
yeah.
are still legal. So if you guys don't know, conversion camps are for queer people where their parents are allowed to take them to go back. And conversion camps are camps where you can take your queer child to get reformed. And with the help of Jesus, they'll come back to you straight as like an arrow.
God is a woman.
God is a queer black woman. But, you know, according to them, he's some white guy from, like, I don't know, North Dakota or some bullshit who, like, grew his hair out and, like, drinks, like, Keystone and, like, parties with them only. But, you know, he forgot all of us. Anyways, back to the movie. So this movie's super important You guys need to watch it. I'm going to try my best not to spoil it for you guys. So
please.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to. So it's based on Cameron Post. She's a queer teenager who's coming of age.
Chloe Moretz, what the fuck?
What did I say?
Chloe, what the fuck?
Oh.
No, you haven't said her name yet.
Oh, okay. It's with Chloe Moretz.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
I hate her.
She
hates her. I understand because, okay, let's preface this. So they recently did an interview with Chloe, and they asked her, she said the most cringeworthy motherfucking thing, guys. And, okay, I love her in this movie. She's a great actress. But in real life, she just needs to, like, derp it up less, you know?
Like, I'm going
to
still watch it.
It's really good. But, okay, so this is what she said. She called Desiree Akpan a queer woman of diversity.
What does that even mean?
I was like, bitch, you can say Iranian, you can say brown, you can say black. Being black, brown, or Iranian is, guess what? Not a motherfucking slur. If you call me a brown woman or a Mexican, I'm not going to look at you and go, gross. I'm going to go, yes, that's who the fuck I am. Thank you for fucking realizing that's who I am. Congrats. But no, this bitch said diversity. I want to fight this bitch.
Well, even before that, she was doing a lot of, back in the day, she was doing a lot of slut shaming. And I was like,
she's also a child,
down
though.
With that. She's also a kid.
She's also a child.
But not that much of a kid. Like, she's not that much younger than us.
I don't know, dude. I think we, like, put too much on, like, I was stupid at 18 up until, like, maybe I was, like, 22. I wasn't a complete asshole. So I'm not going to hold the same regard to, like, little kids that are growing up in media. But I think they need to work on it.
Yeah.
Like, I think they should just shut up. That should be, like, the new rule. Like, just shut up. Like, you're given a platform. Just shut up. Just don't do it. Don't do it. If it's not positivity you're spreading, shut up. Like, you're a celebrity. Use your power for good. It's like a superpower. Don't shit on people.
I mean, at the end of it, like, I do think that people should be allowed to be redeemed. So if she goes and educates herself and comes back with some, like, smart things to say,
I think then she's on her
I'll
way.
Be like, I'll be here for it.
She's on her
but
way.
At the very least, she went forward with this role. Not that she's, like, necessarily, like, got roles lined up for her anymore, but, like, she went for it, and that's cool.
Yeah, and then that whole Louis C.K. thing, they asked her about it, and it was called I Love You, Daddy, and now, because shit came out, and maybe she's covering her ass, or maybe she's just, like, gotten smart, she's like, no, I don't want that movie to come out, I'm glad it's not coming out, it never should. And so, because Louis C.K. is trying to buy back the rights to it, and she's like, I hope it never comes out.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So she's slowly getting to a point where she's like, okay. So, yeah, there's that Louis C.K. thing, don't worry about it, I mean... This bitch needs to get it together, but her acting in this movie is, like, on another level, y'all. Okay,
that's
so...
That's important. That's good. Huh? That's fine.
It's fine. Her acting is very good in this movie. So, it's about a queer teenager coming of age who gets caught making out with her girlfriend. That's not a spoiler. She's in a gay conversion camp. She gets found out by her tia, and her tia ships her off to, like, this queer conversion camp that's actually...
I fucked that tia, man. Tia responsibilities are real. You know what happened? I was with my niece and my nephew yesterday, and my niece has the audacity. She comes up to me. She says my name. I'm not going to say my real name, but says my name. Uh-huh. And she's like, and I'm like, what did you just call me? It's Tia, my name. You
know my name?
And it took me like a solid hour before I got her to start saying
That's
Tia.
That's pretty mad disrespectful. Like in our community, it's like
she's 3 years old, but still.
She already started with Chubu.
Yeah.
It's downhill from here.
No. she got it together.
She got it together.
She's my favorite girl in this entire universe, so yeah. I forgive her.
I would hope so, yeah.
Nobody else is better.
No
other just like, girl anyway. Like she's at the same level as my nephew. But I digress.
Favorite human. Let's go on. Favorite humans. And what the fuck was I talking about? She gets shipped off to queer conversion camp by her Thea. Fuck her Thea forever. But at the same time, she gets shipped off and she meets like amazing, incredible people. Like these B characters in these movies that we cover always happen to be my fucking favorite.
Yeah.
Like Sasha Lane and oh my God.
Shout out to Sasha Lane.
Yo.
Ah.
Okay, so guys, we gotta
Side note again.
She called us cute as balls.
I've never been so happy.
I've never liked balls more.
Yeah, until now. Now I'm like, balls? Okay, great.
Yeah, I love balls now. They're best shape ever.
Thank you so much, Sasha Lane.
She acknowledged our existence.
Yeah.
She knows that we exist.
She was our Woman Crush Wednesday, and she retweeted our thing, and Miseducation of Cameron Post, like, the official Twitter did as well. So, shout out to this movie.
Shout out, Oak Cliff. It's another character, and He is a queer Native American character.
Oh.
What? Do we ever fucking get to see that? Never.
Recently, okay. Yeah, I did, but I'm going to talk about that on a different episode. Okay, yes, go on.
We did, but he's finally representation a little bit. He's amazing, and the best part of this movie is probably the writing, and it's between these B characters and Cameron Post, just kind of like figuring shit out in this conversion camp. Now, the thing about the conversion camp is very, very similar to But I'm a Cheerleader. They're really trying to find the root, the cause of their queerness. And they do the same thing, except they, like, do this fucking iceberg. And they have to, like, draw the things. They're like, these are the things that are under the surface. These are the reasons why I'm queer. My dad didn't pay attention to me. Or, like, my dad paid too much attention to me.
50% of America can say that, and they're straight as fuck.
Exactly.
For now.
But this is, like, you know... If they're trying to convert you, like, this is the stupidest shit I've ever seen. Yeah. Anyways, and the funniest thing about conversion camps is, like, let's find gay people and put them in rooms together so they can sleep in the same room.
That was crazy. Like, yeah, in But I'm a Cheerleader, I was, like, literally, like, there's two gay women right next to her in a bed.
Like,
what
let's
are you doing?
Isolate the queers, put them next to each other, and see what happens. Like,
yeah.
And Joe's doing, like, the humping motion, and yes, you're correct. which is just like But I'm a Cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of themes that I found interesting were that, like, this shit was funny as fuck. It was so well written. Like, there was a lot of dark themes that I don't want to spoil, but it gets really heavy in the movie. But what I did like was that Cameron Post's character, she went in kind of unsure of who she was. She was just like, well, I just made out with this girl I had a crush on. But by the time she leaves, she's kind of very secure within herself. And you see in the movie as she's, like, questioning, you know, she's like, but is this actually wrong, you know? As she's going through the therapy, she's like, you know, I don't think there's actually anything wrong with me. She's like, y'all are the ones that are fucking crazy. And I've never related to, like, a lead queer character more just because of her resilience and her ability to stand within her own identity, even though, like, her character barely says anything. That's shout out to her acting, because, like, there weren't a lot of words. Like, it was just her reacting to all these other fucking psychos. Like, everyone in there, sad to say, is, like, trying to actually get converted. And they're like, well, Jesus said so. And because God and, like, religion. And, like, they're, like, the gayest people I've ever seen in my life, you know?
God? God's the gayest person you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah.
Same.
She is queer, too. I mean, she made us, so. Duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
God makes no mistakes.
And she makes no mistakes. Mm-hmm. God is perfect. and I don't know where I lost my train of thought when I said God was she's perfect. And I was like thinking of like all the queer black women, and then like I started thinking of the Pose characters, and I was like MJ.
So the people who are trying to convert are gay as fuck.
Correct. And so the same thing, it's ran by ministers and ran by someone just like in But I'm a Cheerleader, her brother's queer and she thought she saved him and he's obviously not saved.
Well, he saved by being gay.
Okay. Yeah, yes. He's saved by being gay. But I think this movie is so fucking important because if we're looking at history, if we're looking at queer people and how far we think we've come, the fact that this movie exists and there's still so much of this shit going on today is what really hurts. And to see it, like, to see how painful and how violent it actually is to try to deny someone their identity, you know, and other people who think it's okay to try to convince people not to be gay is like by ways of conversion camps. Like, kids are kids. They're just kids. Like, they're just figuring it out. They're not doing anything wrong. And for them to be like sent off to these stupid fucking concentration camps of like fucking queer people is just, it makes me sad. It makes me upset.
I mean, yeah.
Like, it's hard. It's just hard. And, but this movie does the opposite in which you're finding a lot of light and a lot of hope in these places because there is hope at the end of this fucking movie. There is, you know, self-actualization. There's freedom. And I think those themes are so important. And so, like, I think queer people need to know that. Queer teens need to know that they're free and they can be themselves. So, I don't know. I give this movie, like, 4.5. No, 4 pan dulces.
I did not rate But I'm a Cheerleader. I just remember.
You went?
I didn't rate
But I'm a Cheerleader. Oh, yeah. Let's rate them now because they kind of have this. They have extremely similar themes. Mm-hmm. This is just like the new revamped less campy version of
what I'm cheerleader. So it's not so much satirical, more like on the reality.
It's more on the reality, spectrum. Yeah. It's kind of like a dark comedy, but not. It's not satirical at all. Like you okay. know, yeah, what I'm a cheerleader is campy. This is not.
Yeah,
campy.
It's a self-proclaimed satire. Mm-hmm. I think for what it did, I would probably say like No Cabecitos. The only thing that gets me is that it could have been. Rosario Dawson. What the fuck, man? Anyways, okay, I digress. that's the only thing wrong with it. It's a really good film.
No, yeah, and I mean, it's when I compare them and I think about them, they're just as important.
They're incredibly alike. I didn't know that Miseducation of Cameron Post was that similar.
I'm telling you, they're like the same thing, except this is like has better actors and better beat characters that are more well written and better like fleshed out. You know, they're not like. Fucking caricatures of themselves, which kind of that's what kind of annoyed me about But I'm a Cheerleader, because they showed a biracial black woman and a Native American queer man, and they gave them authenticity, they gave them like something human to hold on to, whereas they weren't there as a joke, you know. Mm-hmm. They meant more to me than Cameron Post sometimes, so of course, right?
That's what that always happens to you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
but yeah,
what do you, so you said how a 4.5?
I said like four to 4.5. Because, you know, there's not a queer person of color as the lead, and it's Chloe Grace Moretz, and she's, like, problematic. The casting, really, but, like, directing, writing, I stan Desiree Akbon, and this Same. Movie just made me so fucking happy.
Such a friggin' babe. Did she write it? I didn't ask.
She adapted it with a writing partner.
Right. Yeah. Okay, for sure.
But, yeah, so go watch those movies, guys.
Go fucking watch it, and I'm gonna try to post some links on the website to some shit that like fights these conversion camps, because they are alive and well.
Yes, they are.
And to I don't know, probably I'm sure there's something out there where you can search the nearest theater within your distance to watch this movie. So I'll do that. I'll do those things.
If you're ever threatened to be in a conversion camp, or if you were in one, hit us up.
I'll go fucking fight them.
Hit our DMs, and then we'll send whoever did that a bag of dildos in rainbow. You know, fuck them.
That seems a little too nice.
That's like a lot of money. I'm not going to do all that. Yeah, so no. I'll draw them and send it to them, because that's what I can afford.
Anyway.
But yeah. So what's coming up? Do you have any announcements? Any shout outs?
Hi. I'd like to announce that I'm straight.
Oh, since when?
Oh my God.
CYC is canceled.
CYC is canceled. Mike is straight now, you guys. So I guess we're just going to have to be like. Cabronas y chingonos?
Chingonos?
Chingonos.
That's not
chingones.
A word.
I was like, chingonos, what the fuck?
Oh my God. No, but...
They made me hungry, though. I don't know why. I said chingonos, and I was like, pinche cono, like, I'm hungry now. Anyway, sorry.
Let's go get some Thai food.
Oh, yeah, that Thai food place you like that I took one bite out of, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die later.
I'm
going to
pass out and die.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good, though. Oh, we are so random this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Any shout-outs?
Yes, shout-out to all our fucking Patreon supporters that after Patreon fucked up and kicked almost all of them out, they all came back.
I love all of y'all.
They all fucking came back within, like, 24 hours.
We love you.
What the fuck? I'm, like, overwhelmed. I was like, oh, it's okay. They actually lost all our money. It's fine. Like,
yeah. But like, they hit me up, like, we lost them all. And I was like,
we lost five out of, like, we lost, like, five or six overnight. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck is happening? And, yeah. 24 hours later, all of them were back. So
we love y'all. We stan y'all.
And it was like the same day that we posted our Friends episode, which I was really excited about.
Yeah, that's right. That was a good episode.
It was good. Do you have any news?
Pregnant? I don't have.
I just had a baby, a wintergreen baby.
Yeah, she had a baby. We'll be posting the picture soon. Send flowers to @CYC.
Mint flowers.
Mail made out of mints. But yeah, I don't think I have any announcements other than rate, review, subscribe.
CYC Podcast on Twitter, Instagram. And we don't use it as a Snapchat anymore. It just, there was nothing to do there.
Yeah, Snapchat's not like a thing. Rihanna said it's canceled, so therefore it is. And
she what?
Yeah. Did you? You didn't hear the announcement?
I didn't hear the announcement.
Rihanna told us, so therefore it's the way it goes. But yeah, so
I'm really trying to get our CYC to 1,000 followers on each platform. So go fucking follow. We're pretty close.
Yes, go tell like your grandma. Go tell your abuela. Tell your tia. Isn't going to send you to conversion camp. Tell your badass little kids. I don't know anyone.
Please rate and review, because I don't want to be lower on the search thing. If you put in CAB, we're the fourth person, and I want to be the third or the second. So
shout out.
Shout out to Cabinet of Curiosities, who always comes up before us.
What? Say that again. Who?
Cabinet of Curiosities. That's another podcast, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, free promo. Shout out to y'all. I wonder if it's like a woodworking podcast where Offerman guests and they talk about wood.
Cabinet of Curiosities is like a, it's like a historical thing. I can't remember. I don't know. Anyways.
Okay. Anyway, good, it doesn't matter. Good for them. Yes.
Yeah. I would say, because I've been watching a lot of like movies, because I got a pass that gets me to be able to watch a lot of movies. I watched Blindspotting, fucking amazing. I watched Black K Klansman, fucking go watch that shit. They're both so fucking amazing. I'm gonna watch Sorry to Bother You as soon as I can.
Yes, please do.
Go watch all of these movies. Like, we have such a fucking surge of amazing movies now. These Marvel movies are, they've calmed the fuck down. And now we can go watch good movies. So go watch all of these things.
And they're somewhat diverse. Oh my god.
Yeah, fucking shocking. Extremely. They all have leads that are black, which is amazing.
Black leads are very amazing. Go and fucking important. Watch this shit. They'll support now. You guys.
Yeah. And of course, Miseducation of Cameron Post. If you're in LA, I'll go fucking watch it with you. You want to know why? Because I have no friends.
That's a lie. Maitha is also the friendliest person you'll meet. She's actually nicer than me, so go hang out with her.
Yeah, you've been really mean today. What's going on? It's my birthday.
I know. You're beautiful and your eyes are gay. Dreamy.
Don't do that.
Your eyes are dreamy, Maitha. See, you want me to... See, when I lather it on, you're like,
okay,
stop.
Because that's not being nice. That's being, like, what? Gay.
Is it? I don't know the difference. I just know how to give compliments or, like, not say anything at all.
I don't know the difference.
Eva knows this. Like, I'm, like, I will hype you.
It was
you.
In the studio. Do you want to say hi? She doesn't want to say hi.
She's shy. I'm not shy. She's shy.
Are you acting shy? Well, you acting... I don't think you're shy. Oh.
Oh, I guess. I mean
that's, we have that?
I didn't know we had any, but thank you.
I know we're, like, really
it.
Dragging this on. My personal is MYTE Panda on Twitter and Instagram.
My personal is at Fried Papita on Twitter. Yes, go follow.
Go follow us, and we're very responsive and all that good shit. Patreon.com/CYC podcast if you want extra content.
Bye.